Hi everybody, I'm Jack, recovering codependent, and I grew up with a father who held me to an impossibly high standard and a mother who consistently sided with him. I was never enough while growing up. I carried this into adulthood. I walked on eggshells in my first real relationship, which I had at age 30. I decided that if dating was like that, I didn't want to do it anymore. My best friend took me to my first meeting and I finally felt at home. I learned there that I was not the only person with my problem, and that there were others dealing with that problem successfully. I felt hope. My first aha was that the selfishness that I experienced at meetings was actually healthy. Like they say on the planes, put your mask on first. The big irony for me was that taking care of myself, of my own needs, I was more able to take care of others. By loving myself, I was able to love others. Over time, my belief in my higher power strengthened, and as my trust in my higher power grew, my trust in myself began to emerge. As I believe in God, I believe in myself. As I work and rework the steps, my relationship with my higher power continues to grow stronger and stronger, and my self-confidence continues to burgeon. As they say at meetings, I do the footwork and let God do the rest. By doing that, I know that God has my back. I turn my will and my life, which includes my worries, over to God, and I really trust that He will be there, walking with me and working through me every step of the way. This builds my self-confidence and cuts my stress. This helps me in all my affairs, especially in my relationships. As my favorite 12-step literature says, acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. As I learn to trust God more, I learn that I accept myself more. Nothing happens by accident, so I believe everything, even my mistakes, have a purpose. Knowing this brings me serenity. I'm so grateful, Dakota, for not only saving my life, but giving it back to me. As I work my program, I continuously see how my higher power works in my life, continuously learn new, better ways of thinking and living, and by having learned to look for the positive things to stay in gratitude. Thank you, Dakota.